Well, first, what I won't talk about. I know that it's of extreme interest to you and to members of the public, but I will not comment on any personnel actions relative to the commission's decision on the Azel Ford shooting.
Fair enough. Chief, outside, president of the Police Protective League, and also inside, made very clear, Azel Ford was a gang member. He made it very clear. A couple of other things he said. Do you have any comment about that? Has the department officially said that he was a gang member, or did you comment on that?
You know, I have been very circumspect in my comments about Mr. Ford, and I will continue to do that. I believe that the information that we have put forward about Mr. Ford was information that the officers had when they made their decision on the stop and use of deadly force. I will not comment on Mr. Ford's likely gang affiliation.
Chief,
or not?
The Police Protective League made the point that the officers in the field are hearing a different message from the commission than they're hearing from you. How do you resolve this difference, this mixed message?
Well, I think that the message that I put forward to the rank and file Los Angeles Police Department is very clear, that the vast majority of the people in Los Angeles support you, that I support you, the mayor supports you. The commission had to make a difficult decision. They're good people. They have good hearts. They see things from a different point of view than I do. That's okay. The system supports that difference and has a balance of power built into it that allows for that. It also allows for the discussion of these kind of topics, vigorous discussion of these kind of topics, which is very important. You know, there's not a court of law in this land that has not argued reasonable suspicion and probable cause. And reasonable people can differ on these things. We both have our roles. The commission has its role. The chief of police has his role in this case. And we will fulfill those roles. You know, I think that all of us are doing what we think is right. And I think that's the important part of this. And it will move the city of Los Angeles further along. You know, this is a great city that has a great system of civilian oversight, combined with professional police management. And I think that it is a model. Well, I know it's a model because I was called to Washington to describe the model for the president in his 21st Century Committee on Policing. And that was the thing that they were the most interested in Washington, about Los Angeles, about the police in Los Angeles. It's about the structure, the authority, the relationship that the police department has with its police commission.
You know, the president of the police union said that he's heard from many officers who feel like they're only going to do the bare minimum in terms of answering calls and things like that. And administratively, does that rise to the level of you having to take some steps to resolve
it? I have not seen that at this point. You know, we just went through a very active weekend. Los Angeles police officers did their job in an exemplary way, as they do day in and day out. You know, I did not see any pulling back. I've been to nearly a dozen roll calls now. Talked to literally 1,000 cops, and that is not the sentiment I get from them. You know, nobody becomes a Los Angeles police officer to sit in the back row. Nobody becomes a Los Angeles police officer to have an easy job or an easy day. You know, this is a tough place to be a cop, and people become police officers here because of just that reason, because it's a tough job and they can make a difference, and that's what I see the men and women of this department doing. They're very professional. They take great pride in their profession, and I see that reflected in their actions.
Chief, where do you go from here? Obviously, you know, there are some officers telling media outlets that they do feel rattled by this. Obviously, the community is still rattled by this decision. The union is still rattled by this decision. How do you kind of calm the waters and move forward? What do you have to do as chief to kind of move past this moment?
I think it's all communication. It's all about talking about the system, about how the system is designed to work. You know, this is not the first time that the chief and the commission have disagreed. It's not even the first time that this chief and this commission have disagreed. It has happened in my tenure, and it's happened to every chief of police that I'm aware of before me. It doesn't happen all the time. 99% of the time we agree on these issues, but the system was created and exists so that there can be intelligent disagreement, and those disagreements can be aired, and they are aired in a public forum. You know, my rationale for my opinion on this use of force was made public immediately following the commission meeting, and all of you have access to it. And if you want to to see why the chief thinks what he thinks in very great detail. You can read that.
Chief, with everything that's happened, and I know we're not privy to the meetings that you may or may not have had, do you have any feeling whatsoever that your job is on the line?
You know, I know that the job of police chief is difficult. I do not feel that my job is in danger. I think as long as I do what I think is right, then the right consequences will follow. You know, I do not make decisions based on whether or not I will keep my job. That is not how I operate. It's not how I've ever operated. You know, one of the great advantages of having the kind of tenure that I do is that you don't have other incentives that will cause you to do anything but the right thing.
Chief, does it hurt though? I mean, to hear you and your officers vilified like that. I know you have to develop thick skin in your position, but still.
Well, I just keep in mind, which I hope the media does also, that is a very small portion of the city of Los Angeles. I have been flooded with feelings of support and good wishes for the men and women of this police department. You know, there are a handful of 20 or 30 people that come to this commission and have been coming to this commission for the last several years. They have a variety of causes which they support, and they have their opinions. And, you know, I get to listen to them every Tuesday, as do you.
Chief, is the league right that following A's undercuts proactive policing?
Well, you know, I think that Hayes is well within the way that we look at use of the force and has been for a number of years. I mean, I think that we may differ on the application of Hayes here. We may differ on the causal factors that initiate Hayes, but we need to work through that, and this is part of that process.
Thanks, you guys.
Do you believe that a consensual stop has to start with a question, or can it be a command?
Well, you know, consensual stops, you know, this is, of course, this is a hypothetical question because no consensual stop was conducted here. But a consensual stop usually starts with a question.
Chief, the leak said outside.
Last one.
The leak said outside that at Metropolitan Jail, normally on a weekend, 300 arrests or 300 inmates were there on an average weekend. They said there was only 50, which they say indicates that the officers are really basically slowing down and being very cautious. Number one, have you seen that, or have you seen anything at all that would indicate that that's true?
I have not seen that. I will check those numbers. You know, those certainly didn't come from us, but I will check those numbers and see if they're accurate.
Thanks, you guys. You got to come upstairs.